Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change. You talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change, Youth Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are throughout the land. It's glad to have our young people back on this Friday, so let's get ready to crank up this show. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer, please. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit to give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, for another day, blessings bestowed upon us and our families, Lord God. Father God, as we get ready to make change, Lord God, we ask that the guardian angels stand guard of our hearts and our mouths and our minds, Father God. Father God, that something will be said that will open up hearts, Father God, give mindsets a new renewing, Father God, and you can come into people's lives, Father God. Let everyone open their ears to hear our young people talk to us, Father God, and let them tell us how they're feeling. Father God, open us up to receive. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. It's Youth Talk on YAT Radio. Let's go.
Jesus was peace and love, so what we went wrong? Get in position, turn our back, don't help our people's home. And it's a shame, but we've been this way for years. Don't have no love, no feelings for our peers. Let your light show, help them to stand and grow. Open your heart and your eyes and realize one man lacks a plan, but united we stand. Unity and love make one big hug. No face, no name, things stay the same. With the face, with the name, situation change. This year, face your fear and watch your vision clear. Commit your way to the Lord and you gon' make it here.
Somebody take the sorrow, somebody let your light shine. I am the one who passes
change. I can feel this people pain. Time for somebody to step up and do something, man. Looking at the situation,
got me disgusted.
Looking at they life, yeah, they busted. They to blame, but still we got to help them, man. Look at the system, putting them in the ground, man. We stand around, not making a sound. We got a smile on their face, a frown, but do we care? Cause we ain't the ones out there, do we act black?
No, it ain't our problem, Jack.
It's time to step in and lend a helping hand. Give a couple of dollars cause you know that you can. You've been blessed, be a blessing, then help somebody. A place to stay, put clothes on their body.
Lord, forgive us,
please, oh Lord.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Have mercy,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Somebody
got them to that new life. We got to teach them at home what's right, what's wrong. We got to teach them day by day so they can make it through the night. Parents, please, get up on your job, love your kids. Teach them how to live, show them how to fight. We got to be the backbone, let the children know we're strong. Tell them all about the danger that's going on. Grab their hands and lead them to the promised land. Give them a name and a face.
and watch them be okay. Mamas pray, daddy stay in their face. And if we have to, we gon' clown just to keep them down. You need wisdom and knowledge, only God, granddad. You need power to move, only God do that. Godly facts and watch God guard your back. Peace and love to the ones that show love back. Come on.
Somebody.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. What's going on? Breaking Chains. I'm Pastor Rod, your co-host with Youth Talk on this Friday afternoon. Tell you, man, it's something because our young people need a platform as well. And we are very thankful to be able to offer them an afternoon to come on and talk to you and break chains and bridge the gap that's going on between our youth and our adults. So let's turn the microphones over to our young people. Want to say good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and I'm glad y'all are back. We missed y'all on last Friday. So good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Ray Bell. Introduce everybody and welcome back.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day on this good Friday today. Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about relationships. And, oh, and I have on with me Ja'Kira and Kristen. Anaya's not on, and neither is Layla. But today we're going to be talking about relationships. And, you know, most of the time when you say relationships, people assume, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. And they don't think about, you know, how there's different type of relationships. Like there's, you know, like friendships, your relationship with your mom, your dad, your family members, your relationship with God, all that type of stuff. So not only were we talking about, you know, relationships as far as, you know, that type of stuff, but relationships as far as friendships. And I feel like this is a good topic to talk about, for one, because some of the topics we talk about, I don't want to say they're dark per se, but they are a little, like, you know, on the side of, you know, talking about oppression and stuff. So kind of as a, you know, kind of a semi-break from talking about stuff that's a little bit dark or that can be very, like, hurting to some people to talk about.
So you feel like what y'all have been talking about for the past few weeks have been dark? Hello?
Oh,
can you repeat?
I don't think it was necessarily dark. But when I ask, like, because usually when I'm trying to come up with a topic for the week, if I can't, like, necessarily, like, think of one off the top of my head, I'll go ask, because I have a group chat with, like, Layla and Anaya and Ja'Kira. I'll go ask them, like, what do y'all think the topic should be? And Anaya was saying, she has said that we always talk about stuff kind of dark or kind of, like, not necessarily dark, but, like, it's just not, yeah, it's serious. It's more so on the serious side, and not that this topic isn't serious, but, like, and we always, she was like, we always tend to, like, revert back into talking about history and stuff like that. Mm. And so I was trying to, yeah, she okay. was like, yeah, because, so, like, you know, when we were talking about, we talk about, like, a lot of issues that deal with, you know, racism and, you know, the struggles we face as Black people. And another reason why I'm glad Anaya said we shouldn't do something that, you know, focuses on Black struggle, because, like, in the media, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, focuses on Black struggle. Like, a lot of the movies that Black people get focus on, like, you know, Black struggle and growing up in the hood, quote unquote, and stuff like that, and racism. So I feel like it would be good, you know, kind of, I mean, not that that's not important and that's not happening right in front of our eyes, just kind of switch from that to something that is, you know, different.
Okay. So before we jump into your topic, I don't mean to stay on this, but I'm curious, because let me ask you something. with you bringing up those topics that says that, you know what I'm saying, y'all are seeing what's going on around all of us. Do you, and I understand what y'all are saying about, you know, reverting to something else, getting away from that, and it can be kind of, you know, kind of heavy. But here's a question for you before we jump into relationships. Here's a question. Do you feel like a lot of those topics that you've been bringing up that we've been discussing for the past few weeks and the things that you see in the media, do you feel that we need to talk about them and come to a better understanding, or do we need to continue to be quiet and let the media continue to dictate to us what things are going on around us? Because that's what I feel that's being done. We are seeing things on the news and on television, like you say, in movies. They are putting these things in front of us, and we're spending money watching movies or however these things work out. But do you feel that we need to talk about them more, though, that, you know, they're not being talked about enough?
I definitely think so. I think we should, you know, bring light to that. But mm-hmm. on the same token, it's like I'm not trying to, like, by, you know, switching it from something, because I did originally want to talk about the George Floyd case today, but then I thought about how I don't know that many details on it to, you know, talk about it alone in itself. I wanted to, you know, kind of more so educate myself on it before I, you know, got on here and started talking about it. And then, you know, week before last time we had the podcast, we were talking about the justice system.
Right.
So, you know, kind of what was going through my head, that we should, you know, kind of change it. But I definitely do agree with you that we shouldn't just let the media, you know, control what we see and how we think about these things, because, you know, these type of things affect us as Black people. And Jakira, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, I was saying that I think we should talk about it more, because even though it's been talked about a lot, I feel like most people not really educated enough, because the media tend to sugarcoat a lot of stuff that's going on in the Black community. So when something happens, like something like police brutality or something, they try to sugarcoat it and be like, oh, or like try to find ways to put the blame on a Black person, say like they was resisting or whatever, like that.
I agree. I do agree. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm much older than you all, so, and I know that this has been going on for so long, and things are still, you know, we don't come together and have these discussions. We don't have community meetings. We don't come together and bring up topics and talk about these things in our community and everything. So I think that that's something that y'all need to bring up and get started, and you know, let's take this thing on the road. But anyway, let's jump into this relationship. Because that's powerful. That's a powerful topic in itself. So go ahead, kick it off, y'all. We ready. Great thing.
Okay. So, I want to talk about relationships because, you know, as teenagers, relationships are very important to me. Like, my friendship with Layla, Jakira, Anaya. Okay. So I was missing somebody. But my friendship with them, you know, it's very important to me because I've known them since middle school, and we've done so much together. And I feel like I kind of want to talk about that because sometimes, you know, parents or adults, they don't necessarily understand how important relationships are to some people. Like, they're like, well, you know, they're just your friends and stuff like that. But they don't understand, you know, why we value that friendship so much. So I kind of want to talk about that. Well, when I had first said that we talk about relationships, I was kind of confused, but I just want to say this. But then I had to think about it, and I thought it too, and it's like it's more than relationships besides dating. It's all types of relationships. So it's a really complex topic if you really think about it, because it's a lot of kind of relationships and, you know, good, bad. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I want to start off with it, because since there's, you know, different types of relationships, like Tisha just said, like, start off talking about first, like, because, you know, we often talk about, you know, the gap between older generation and our generation. So I kind of want to talk about the relationship between that, like, our relationship with our parents. And, you know, like, even, like, me and Chrissy are siblings, but we have very, very different relationships with our mom and with our dad. So some parents, like, well, in my opinion, some parents don't, you know, realize what they're doing to affect that relationship sometimes. Like, for example, you could say anything to a kid, especially, like, I'm kind of putting Chrissy out there, but you can say something to Chrissy and mean it one way, and she will take it a completely different way. So, like, you know, stuff like that affects your relationship. Stuff like that affects the relationship between, you know, parents and adults. And I know we have a lot of adult listeners, so that's why I kind of wanted to talk about that, because some adults, and I'm not saying it's all adults, definitely not. You know, most of the time when I'm talking about a group of people, I'm just making a generalization. I'm not, you know, saying, you know, all adults do this and all adults are bad. But some adults don't realize, you know, like, all the stuff they say and how it affects us and how that affects our relationship with them as well.
Okay. Okay. Kira, quiet over there.
I wanted to agree with Ray, because most adults don't realize what they say can affect their children. Like, most adults, as instance, like, some adults, like, say something and they be like, well, I raised you, I'm grown, you do what I say, but don't really try to really see the child's point of view. I don't like that, but they just think just because they're grown and that they raised you and that they're your parent, you have to listen to everything they say and have to agree with anything they say or, like, do what they say do. And I don't agree with that at, like, some, I don't know, I don't really agree with that.
Yeah, and, like, I think we had discussed it before, actually, when we were, like, parents, like, sometimes, especially, like, in a Black community, it's, like, kind of a common thing. They tend to say, like, when your mom says, like, go do this, and you say, well, why do I have to do this? Or you ask her, like, you know, for example, they just say, because I said so. Well, that's not a very good example, because saying why, that would technically be, like, back-talking. But, like, when, like, your parent would say, like, do this, or ask you a question, and you, like, give a response, they just say, because I say so, and, like, shooting us down. And, like, you know, they don't realize, you know, how that makes you feel, because my mom just, well, and it's not even how it makes them feel. It's just, like, why don't I deserve an explanation? And I know a lot of people, like, disagree with that, especially, like, older people. But that's just my opinion. Because as a child,
and
that's my opinion.
I want to add on to what Ray was saying, because some parents don't even, like, let their children give their explanation. Like, or, like how Ray said, how they be, like, because I said so. I feel like we deserve an explanation, and we deserve to also give an explanation, instead of, because most kids really don't be having a chance to actually talk and give their explanation. They just, most parents would be like, just cut us off most of the time. That's just how I feel.
I want to add on to what Ray and Kira were saying about the not giving an explanation. Oh, but what I was saying about me taking it a completely different way. I feel like, personally, like, you should watch what you say to kids, because kids are very, I don't know the word for it. No, but they soak in a lot of things. So, and they're very impressionable. That's what I'm trying to say. So, even if they take it the wrong way, you should still, like, watch what you say to kids, because that can affect them for the rest of their life.
And, like, add on to what Chrissy was saying, because a lot of parents probably don't realize what they say has a big impact on their children, because I know I take what Mama says. It's really a big deal to me. I don't know, this is how I feel, but most parents don't realize how much what they say or what they do has a big impact on their children.
Yeah, and like Chrissy was saying it, like, by saying, like, you know, parents should watch what they say, we're not saying you got to, like, step on eggshells when talking to your own child or grandchild or whoever. But it's just be mindful, because even if you're saying, like, good things, best things with them, and not even saying stuff directly to them, like, if you're around them and they're cussing. For example, my little brother, when he hears something on the TV, he'll repeat it. Like, the other day, he was listening to the alphabet, and he started saying E, E, E. So, like, even stuff like that, like, when they hear something, they're going to start saying it. So, you know, not saying you have to step on eggshells, but we are very personal. And like I said, relating it back to the topic, that does affect the relationship. Like, if your parent is always shooting you down when you're trying to ask them something or stuff like that, you know, you're not going to want to have a good relationship with your parent, or you're not going to have a good relationship with your parent. And, like, the one time we were talking about, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I don't remember what topic it was, but we said something along the lines of, like, you should trust your kids, and kids, you should give your parents reasons to trust you, because when there's not that established trust there, and not even just for parents, you know, relationships with parents, even relationships between other adults or relationships between kids, when there's not that established trust there, you know, and y'all don't trust each other, y'all are going to end up, you know, sneaking behind each other's back. Because I know a lot of kids who their parents, they're not confident enough to go tell their parents, like, stuff that's personal. So they end up sneaking behind their parents' back because their parents are so strict. So if they do tell their parents something personal, they just know their parents are going to get mad at them. So relating it back to, I don't remember what topic that was. But.
And like Ray was saying about to it. Ray was saying about how when they feel like they can't tell their parents anything because they feel like their parents will shame them or get mad. I also want to say, never mind, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, you can go to it.
Oh, well, like Ray was saying, some kids don't feel comfortable telling their parents stuff, and I just wanted to say that's part of the reason. I mean, that's part of the reason, like, parents, I don't know, but parents, yeah. I'm not one of your little friends, and I feel like it should be a friendship within you and your kids' relationship. I just feel like there should be a bond so that parents won't even have to worry about their kids being sneaky. So if y'all create a bond, your kid will be comfortable with telling you those type of things. And so if there's a friendship within the relationship that a mother and her daughter have, or father and son.
Yeah, so, I definitely agree. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask. So right now we are on the relationship, basically between the child and the parent. So, do you feel that the relationship is strained because of what all of y'all are agreeing on the same thing? That you do what I say because I'm the mom or I'm the daddy or I'm the adult. Do you feel that there's a major strain on the relationship? And we did talk about this before. We were talking about the gap that's between the child and the adults. It wasn't just about the parents. But is it because that we as adults feel that we grown, you do what we say, and you know what I'm saying? You don't have a voice. Do y'all feel that way, that y'all don't have a voice?
So like, it's not necessarily because my mom, because I'm older, she doesn't necessarily give me that, you know, you do what I say because I said so attitude. But I think that's just because I'm a little bit older. But when I was like younger, it kind of was, and I didn't necessarily feel like I didn't have a voice. But I, like, you know, because a lot of people say, like, when they try to say something to their parents after they're told to do something, it's labeled as talking back. So they don't want to get in trouble. So that can make you feel like you don't have a voice per se, because you don't want to get in trouble for, you know, talking back or being disrespectful or disobedient. So I think at times it can, but it just, like, depends on the situation.
Go ahead,
I'm just going to say something similar to what Ray said. So Chrissy can go.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
I wanted to say
that we're talking about relationships, but I feel like all relationships connect. And that's not talked about as much, but all relationships really connect. Like, your relationship, well, not all, but your relationship with your parents can affect your relationship between your partner or your relationship between your friends, because then
once, because you grew up not being able to tell your parents anything, so you feel like you're not comfortable with telling your friends or people close to you anything.
That's good right there. Let's talk about that a little more right there. So my relationship growing up with my mom and my dad possibly is going to have some type of effect on relationships later in life based on what do you feel that that's based on? What do you feel that causes that? What is that based on? What's surrounding that? That distance and that something that's going to make that relationship maybe rocky or better. It's going to be something. Is it because what is it that's doing that?
I feel like, maybe, I don't know if this answers your question right, but the lack of trust. You won't trust your partner.
Okay.
And I think Krista was saying the lack of communication, because if you don't learn how to properly, communicate your feelings, whether it be with your parents, siblings, whoever, if you don't learn how to ever communicate your feelings later on in life, you're not going to know, like, when you get a partner or whatever, you're not going to know how to communicate your feelings to them. And like some examples, like some people can't feel like they can't voice their feelings or tell their feelings to people because they don't want people to say something to them. So like when people ask them like, what's wrong or are you okay, they kind of like tend to bottle up that emotion because either like their parents didn't teach them how to express that emotion or their parents didn't allow them because they would say, for example, like, you need to stop crying before I give you something to cry about and stuff like that. So, and I think it's, like, a major thing to do with, like, how the black community handles situations. Because, like some of these sayings that I'm saying, like, a lot of people have heard them in their household. Like, stop crying before I give you something to cry about because I said so. Like, those are very common sayings. So I think it's just, like, that kind of trying to silence your emotions. And I seen a video the other day, and it was an adult, and they were saying, like, you should stop saying stuff like that to kids, and especially, like, boys, because a lot of boys, like, they grow up not knowing how to express their feelings or emotions and not knowing that it's okay to cry sometimes because, as boys, they were told, well, you're a boy, so you're not supposed to cry and stuff like that. And so they were like, we should stop doing stuff like that and tell our, like, little boys that, it's okay to cry sometimes. It's okay to have emotions and feel feelings and stuff like that.
I was going to say exactly what Ray said about how most fathers tend to tell their sons that it's like, it's not really like boys. They're not supposed to cry or show emotion because it's girl-like. And I just disagree with that because I feel like boys should show their emotions. And a lot of boys, I know, they don't really show their emotions or cry because most boys, like, they can't cry in front of girls because they would think of these as a girl. And I really disagree with that because boys should show their emotion. It wouldn't make them any less of who they are because I feel like everybody should show their emotion, but most fathers tend to tell their sons, they tend to teach their sons that because they feel like it will help them in the long run or something. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So we should stop telling our young men growing up, don't show no emotions and, don't do that. Because, be honest, I heard that growing up too. So, what I'm saying? That is a common thing. I'm not saying that every household does that, but it is a common thing for young men to be told, you don't show no emotions, you don't do that because it makes you look weak or, So all of that is possible. So everything starts at home. And I like the way that y'all started that because you're absolutely correct. The scripture does say train up a child in the way he should go. When he's older, will not depart from it. So when we're talking about relationships moving into the next relationship, what about when we get to our friendships? Do our relationships with our parents and at home with our siblings, does that also affect our relationship with our friends? Our associates, especially our friends, how does that affect our friendships with our friends, our relationship with our friends?
I think it affects that relationship we have with our friends because, like, for example, like, this is just, like, one example. But if you're, like, asking your mom, like, hey, all my friends are going, you know, to, for example, the skating rink, can I go? And then your mom is like, no, you can't go. And just, like, no, you can't go. And then you're, like, you know, missing out on what your friends are doing. And, you know, especially, like, in middle school, elementary school, and if you haven't had your friends for a long time, those friends sometimes don't understand that, you know, you might not be able to go because just because your mom said so. Like, now if I was what to tell Jakira or Layla and I that I can't go somewhere, they would be understanding. But that's because we've been friends for a long time. But, you know, so, and then not only, you know, your mom saying, no, you can't hang out with your friends, but, like, your mom, like, what was all that time? Like, not only, you know, saying you can't hang out with your friends, but sometimes, like, stuff happens at home with everybody, no matter how good of a relationship you have with your parents. But when that stuff happens, and, you know, you might be upset and stuff, you kind of, well, I know me, sometimes when I'm upset, I tend to portray my emotions, put my emotions out on other people, so I might tend to act angry towards them, and they might not understand why I'm acting angry and stuff like that. So I think, you know, that's, it's kind of like what happens at home, you just bring it to your friends, and then that affects that relationship.
I want to rate and also say that, you know, what happens at home can affect your friendships. Like, if you don't have a good relationship with your siblings, you might not work good around other people, and you might not have as much friends because you don't really like people as much because you have siblings your whole life and you kind of want to be to yourself.
Okay.
Here. My cousin.
Oh, I want to agree. I mean, add on to what Ray was saying because she was like, she bought up feelings and takes her emotions out on other people. Yeah, I'll agree with that because if something going on at home, like, say, for instance, your parents start fussing at you and you finna go out with your friends and you still mad, you would still be, you, like Ray said, she would still put her emotions on her friends and then they would probably tend to not understand because, like she said, most people not really understand it, but it depends on how long the friendship has been. Like, if somebody first just meeting you, they really wouldn't understand, like, that's the type of person you are to put your feelings on other people, so they wouldn't be really understanding. And like you said, me, Layla, and Anaya, we really understand, like, we've been on each other for so long that we used to it at this point.
So what y'all are saying is really good because what happens at home affects what goes on with us everywhere we go. When we leave home, go around friends, go to work. And that, it's not just about, you know what I'm saying, with siblings. That's with husband and wife or whoever. So does that mean that we need to do some reevaluating within ourselves on how we need to handle that? Because that starts at home, and we take that everywhere we go. Why do you feel that that's like that? Because that does affect relationships. People may put up with us just because, but really don't want to be bothered with us because of that. How do we deal with that? What do we do about that? Because that's serious right there.
I think, like, that part, like, you know, what majorly what I was saying is just about learning how to deal with your emotions. And it kind of goes back to, you know, what we were just saying about in the Black community and in home, we're not really taught how to properly deal with our emotions. And so that's why that ends up happening. So, like, it's always kind of a circle or a loop or a rotation, however you want to say it. But, you know, it's kind of like one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. So, you know, when you're not taught how to deal with your emotions and then you have, you know, stuff going on at home, then you bring that to your friends and then it's just repeating over and over again. So I definitely think it has to do with that, you know, not knowing how to deal, not even necessarily not being taught, but not knowing how to deal with your emotions. And that kind of goes through generations because maybe we don't know how, like my generation or and stuff, we don't know how to deal with our emotions because our parents didn't know how to deal with their emotions because they weren't taught by their parents who didn't. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a loop. And I see everything kind of like in a cycle. So,
That's just how I see it.
Yeah, I want to agree with Ray because most people don't know how to deal with their emotions. Most people really just keep it all in and just keep it to themselves. But I feel like the people who let it out, I think I let mine out. I don't know. But I feel like the people that let, I feel like some people, you should let your feelings out or like talk to somebody about it because you'll feel much better afterwards instead of just bottling it all in. And just because when you do that, it just make it worse for yourself.
Wow. That's good. I got something going there. Go ahead.
I definitely agree with Shakira on that because me personally, I tend to either bottle my feelings up or express them in the wrong ways. So, like, you know, for example, like me, just to help anybody else who, you know, might struggle with bottling up their emotions or not knowing how to do that or not knowing how to work through those emotions. I myself, I sometimes, like, work through it and, like, kind of trace through in my head, like, why am I mad? Why am I angry? And kind of break it down or, like, I pick up, like, a hobby. Like, right now, I really am into, like, coloring and stuff like that. You know, they make, like, adult. I usually use, like, adult coloring books that have, like, flowers and stuff in them. So, you know, using just a coping mechanism, having a healthy coping mechanism. Like for example, me, mine is coloring or, like, knitting or something like that. So you learn how to deal with your emotions, just, like, for people who may not know how to. Because I know even though I'm a child, and I haven't been on this earth for that long, there's people who are much, much older than me who still, you know, may struggle with these issues. So, kind of like
us. Yeah. Oh, and I found something that also works for a lot of people, including me, is, like, writing about it or, like, just typing it down in your phone, in your notes, or, like, just journaling, like, how your day went, how you felt today, or, like, what you ate, or, like, what you thought, how you think, what could have made your day better. I just feel like that would really help a lot because that helped me a lot to, like, document stuff that goes on, like, day by day.
I agree with Kira. Also, what I do personally is, you know, every day I can't do this because I have to do school and stuff, but I, like, on the weekends, I take time and reflect to myself and, you know, think about how was my week. You know, Kira said how was your day, but I think about how was my week. Things I could have done better, what to carry on into the next week. And also what she said about bottling up emotions, I feel like everybody needs to talk to someone. Like, talking to people makes you feel a lot better. Whether it's God, a therapist, talking to someone makes your mental health better.
Boy, look at here. Y'all got it going on. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get deep into this conversation because this series, we're talking about relationships this afternoon. We come back. Layla is going to join us. She's on the phone waiting on us. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. It's Break and Change Youth Talk right here on YAT Radio. Hey, man, get involved in the conversation. 858-357-9137. It's YAT Radio. Thank you.
Peter, feeling like I wanna go beat, rapping shoes up, you kid. help only got worse. Waking up feeling like we back in. Then I heard a phone conversation. And I'm like, that ain't even my wife. She's somebody better tell me something. Since she going out of mind. Difference in the baby to keep her. Fast forward 3 months later. My God, the healer, no mental illness. That's God. Know what God will do.
Welcome back to the show. Youth Talk, Breaking Chains, being brought to you by Rotten Apple Productions. We got our young ladies on today. They're breaking chains. And we are talking about relationships. I want to bring Layla in. She's just joining us, y'all. So I want Layla to come in. Layla, how do you feel about relationships? You just joining us. So welcome to the show, ma'am. Tell us how you feel about relationships and how things that go on at home affect your relationships outside the home. Layla?
Well, you know, it's a lot of different relationships. You have relationships between, like, romantical relationships and relationships between your family and friends. And I feel like all of those can be good things, and they also sometimes can be bad things. And they do affect each other, like, earlier, Christy was saying something about how if you don't have a good relationship with, like, your siblings and stuff, how that can affect other things. And I wanted to say something about that, because sometimes it depends. Like, if you don't have a good relationship with your siblings, you might feel more inclined to having a good relationship with your friends, because you don't have a good relationship with your siblings. So you might feel more inclined to be closer to your friends or build a better relationship with your friends because you don't have that at home. Or sometimes if you don't have a good relationship with your father or your mother, you may look for that in somebody else. You may look for that motherly instincts and them fatherly instincts in somebody else, and that's not a good thing either, because, like, if you're getting in a relationship, if you're getting a romantic relationship with somebody, you may be looking for someone to for those motherly instincts and fatherly instincts, and that's not something you should necessarily be looking for. It's not something you should necessarily be looking for in a partner. And like I was saying about the siblings. Sorry. If you're like an only child and you don't really have any siblings at all, if you was always an only child, then you might have more friends than someone who who grew up around like a big family with a lot of siblings and a lot of cousins and stuff, you might have more friends, or you might not have any friends because you don't really know how to interact with other people because you're at home. You may not have necessarily been taught how to be around other kids, and I just feel like it really just depends for the person. Because it can go either way. You might have a bad relationship with your siblings, so you may feel more inclined to be closer with your friends. But it also may be that you have a bad relationship with your siblings, so you don't necessarily know how to be a good friend or be a good person. And I just feel like it really depends. That's all.
Okay. Well, we pray that you feel better, Layla, and drink you some ginger tea. That works for everything. So make sure you get some of that. All right. I want to ask a question. I got something for y'all, and I want everybody to answer this one right here. What is it that you look for in choosing a friend to have a relationship with? And we're still talking about these friendships right now. What is it that you look for when you're choosing a friend to have a relationship with?
Well, me personally, When I'm first seeing somebody that I want to be friends with, usually somebody who, well, either one, I try to, like, sometimes I'll try to make friends with somebody who seems like they're quiet and they might need somebody to talk to. But I know sometimes people like that don't want to be bothered sometimes. So either that or people who are, like, upbeat and happy and approachable and, you know, things like that. Because me, sometimes, like, I'm a very friendly natured person, so I'm more inclined to, you know, like, go up to somebody and speak to them, like, if they're in my class or something like that. So, you know, I just look for people who, you know, look approachable to me and who look like, you know, someone. I don't really know how to describe it, but, like for example, like, Layla, Jakiran, and I keep relating back to them because they're, like, my best friends. They are my best friends. So, like, when I first met them, we met through, like, cheer because we were all cheerleaders. But, like, what really made me want to be their friends because they were all upbeat and they had, like, special personalities and they were all so different but so alike from each other. So I think, like, I just look for somebody who, you know, can be upbeat and also somebody who I can, you know, relate to and somebody who's easy to talk to.
Okay, okay. Kristen, what about you?
When I look for a friend, usually I look for somebody, usually I look for somebody funny who I know can bring me up on my sad days. I look for somebody who I have a conversation with the person. I look for somebody who I know is going to be, treat me right as a friend and, you know, that type of stuff.
Okay, okay. Takira?
And friends, I look for somebody that is accepting and, like Ray said, upbeat, because I just cannot be friends with somebody that's serious and can't take jokes or, like, just serious all the time. And I find, like, I look for myself and my friends, and I see that a lot in my best friends because we all so alike, but we just different, and they are really accepting, and I look for somebody I can put my trust in.
Layla, you feel like answering?
Oh, yeah, I answered. So I feel like Ray was kind of talking about me and she was saying the quiet person she could look to. But, yeah, that was kind of me. That's kind of me. My friends tend to come to me, I guess, because I'm quiet, and especially in school, I don't really say much. So my friends tend to come towards me. But, yeah, I agree with Jakira, just somebody who's not too serious, but, like, they know when to be serious, or sometimes they can make you laugh when, like, in situations that you need to, and that's just funny, and you can trust and all of that. But, yeah, most of my friends tend to come to me. I don't do a lot of the friend making. They just come to me, so.
Okay, okay, okay. I think y'all
answered.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that I was talking about Layla when I was like, I approach quiet people. I was talking about Layla.
Okay. Okay. So here's this part B to that question. All right. What is it that you look for? So do you think that your parents should have a say so in looking into your so-called friends that you want to have relationships with? Should parents have a say so in that?
I definitely think so to, like, some extent, because a lot of people say, like, when their parents say, don't be friends with a person, and they're friends with them anyways, that, you know, the friendship ends up not doing too well, or they end up being a fake friend. So I definitely think, you know, parents should have a say-so, you know, in your friends. But I don't think a parent should just be like, for example, if you're hanging out with one of your friends, and they haven't done anything wrong, your parents should just say you can't hang out with them for no reason. Like, I feel like that's kind of kind of mean. And then you tend to question, like, what was so wrong with them? And then, like, you know, like, going back to when your parents don't necessarily give you an explanation, and this is just, like, being honest, if they don't give you a reason why you shouldn't do something, you tend to disregard it and say, well, if they didn't give me a good reason why not to do it, then I'm probably going to do it anyway. So I think definitely your parents should have a say-so, but they shouldn't just, you know, say you couldn't have a friend for no reason. Like, if the friend is not, you know, doing anything, then I don't think your parents should just be like, hey, you can't be friends with them for no reason.
Okay. Right. I agree with Ray. I agree with Ray. I feel like your parents should have a say so in who you are friends with to a certain extent. Like, just not letting you, like, because sometimes, I don't know. But, like, I feel like to a certain extent they should, because sometimes it could be excessive and it could be for no reason. But sometimes they really know what's best for you. But I feel like you shouldn't just, you know, cut somebody completely off because your parents getting a bad vibe from them. Now, if they know about that person and they've done something bad, then yeah.
I wanted to agree with what Ray was saying, because that parents should have a say-so in friendships, because parents sometimes see things in friends that you don't tend to see most of the time. And like Ray was saying, most people be like, they parents warned them about their friends and they were still friends with them and the friendship just went left. So I feel like parents should have to say so in friendship.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And definitely, go ahead, Layla.
Oh, like all y'all were saying, yeah, I agree with that to a certain extent. And especially if you have a relationship with your parents, it seems to work out more with your friends if your friends also have a relationship with who. Like your mother or your dad. In my case, mostly my mother, all my friends, Ray, Jakira, and Anaya, my best friends, they all have a relationship with my mom. My mom is like their mom, and their moms are like my mom. And that helps with our friendship, because we can call or text each other's moms like as if they were one of our moms. And there's no weirdness with that or anything, because we're all like a family. So It definitely also helps with that if if you have a relationship with your parents, it helps if your friends also do too.
Yeah, okay. I was just about to say that same exact thing, because, like, for example, like last week when we were out for spring break, we went on a trip, like, and then not only am I good friends with Layla's mom, but Layla's mom is good friends with my mom, and my mom is good friends with all of that. So, like, all our parents are good friends with each other, and we're also good friends with each other. So it just makes, like, friendship so much easier, because last week, like, we went, me and Jakira went with Layla's mom on a trip all the way to Texas, and our parents trusted us to go on a trip with her to Texas with no problems. So I definitely think, you know, your parents should have a say-so in your relationship with your friends, and they should definitely, you know, like your friends and your friends' moms and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wanted to add on to what Ray was saying, because if you have a relationship with that person's mom, then I feel like it tends to have for your parents to trust them more if you have a good relationship with them, because all of our parents put most of their trust in Layla mom, because we all so close to her. I feel like we just closer to her than we is with anybody else's mom in the friend group.
nostalgic to, like, she has a lot of trust since we close with her. So, like I said, I feel like if you have a relationship with your friend's mom, your mom will trust them since you're so comfortable with being with them.
Okay. We're getting ready to come across the top of the hour. We got more I want to talk about. I want to ask a couple more questions. This is good. Listen, I want to say something before we take this quick break. As a parent, I do agree with y'all too. We should have a say-so. And I also agree with you on this, that just stop always throwing our weight around. You know what I'm saying? I totally agree with all of y'all have said that over the past few weeks. That we as adults, we as parents, throw our weight around and saying stuff like, because I said so, because I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, because I said do it, and you can't do it, because I do agree with you on that. I also feel that open communication, that's what I want to talk about when we come out of the break. Open communication is always best in all relationships. Open communication, period. And especially with parents and their children, because, you know what I'm saying, you are growing, your mind is growing, you're seeing things going on around you, and things need to be explained to you so you can understand them better. And then when you're old enough, you can make the right decision, make the right choice for your life. So I'm totally in agreement with you. As a father, I'm always been about just telling my children what they can and can't do, and why not. It's not just because I say so, I'm the daddy. My children would tell you, we never had that type of relationship. It's a little strained now because daddy never been. I didn't bend for him. But, you know, I do feel like open communication is always the best thing. Communication and trust is the best thing in all relationships. All right? Man, y'all are doing good. I'm very proud to be a part of this with y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, going to get deeper into this conversation. We're talking to our youth this afternoon. Breaking Chains and Youth Talk. Get involved in the conversation. 858-357-9137. Thank you for everybody that's listening out there, everybody that's standing by, our adults that are waiting to make comments with our young people. Thank you for very much. We'll be right back. YAT Radio is live. Breaking Chains and Youth Talk. Let's go.
Yeah. Pay attention to everybody.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot and pay attention to the details. Enemy, he fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the strange, I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell.
Wake me up from this nightmare, cause all I see on these social sites is a pocket of pictures of females that twerk pussy for a cheap price. Little dudes, they tone guns, wanna be a thug, so you a killer, right? Showing love, get you killed tonight. Showing money, get a lot of life. That's Instagram fame overnight. Don't believe those lies, Lucia telling you. The devil's in the details, too much television and radio. Nonsense on YouTube that aspires you like the king of Jews when you set the standard for being right. A J. Cole world out here and without Christ. Life. Ain't think twice when I wrote this. Hope all the little kids quote this. Blind eyes being open. No optical illusion, we focus. What they talking about, said I'm preaching. Sympathetically speaking, no deacon. And I'm saying not just on the weekend.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the stash and pay attention to the details. Enemy pride, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the angel.
I know that I got a purpose, and it don't matter what I gotta go through, I know that it's worth it. I spit my experiences, blood and sweat and tears over these verses.
been through hell and I water, so I know I got a lot to work with. Whole lot to work with. Putting on the devil like I'm serving on him. So take this pop up, close the curtains on him. And I ain't acting like I'm perfect, homie. Cause I got problems, but I'm working on them. This is a daily walk, yeah, yeah, a daily walk. People expecting the babes to walk and make mature decisions, that's crazy talk. Big brother and I show compassion to the living, not to try to make it happen. With love and kindness, we draw so we can pass them. The least among us is watching your reaction.
Yeah,
you listen to this chorus and you thinking it's about fashion. Come follow me deeper in that water under the rabbit. Pay attention to the detail. A lot of times we fail, need to repent and then bounce back. Back on the scene like a resale. Yeah, see all things work together for good to prevail. But we gotta let go of that sin, cause it's stinking, it's nostrils like a piecemeal.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Enemy fight, wanna tilt the scale, and see me fail. God got me framed, ain't on the right track. So I won't derail, I'm covered by the flames. I'm so fly, ain't going to hell.
Bosses ain't gotta brag about it. Gangsters don't have to advertise. Christians, man, we just walk it out. Niggas see the difference off in our lives. I mess up, gon' get penalized. Cause my big bro, he been alive. What he did for me on Calvary, man, that's history. No archives, I got the Holy Spirit, so I ain't tongue tied. I'ma finish the race, man, I don't get tired. And it's still death to religion. You believe that, you forgive it. Said it's all about that relationship. He created it in the beginning. And I refuse to let this go to waste. Had to get a taste of the grace. And all dogs on the but that's why he's so worthy. Second sound like Abraham, I'm blessed to be your blessing. Without money, I'm still something, but without God, I'm nothing. I see the enemy round the corner, put a fresh anointing up on me. I'm plugged into the bus, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go west. They're gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah, I'm plugged into the bus, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go west. They're gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Enemy fly, wanna tilt scale and see me fail. God got me aimed, ain't on the right track. So I won't derail, I'm covered by the flames. I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell.
It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change, Youth Talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change, Youth Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions. All right. Welcome back to the show. We're stepping into the second hour, Youth Talk. And I tell you, I want to thank our young people for being here every Friday. And you know what? They are coming on, giving up a couple of hours out of their Friday afternoon to come and talk to us. And we should be able to give us some time and sit down and listen. You know, that's serious. Now, that's a relationship. Having a relationship with our young people is what we need to be doing. Building them up and helping to build ourselves up to do better by them. How about that? Let's get into the second hour. One thing I want to say as we kick off the second hour, one of the most important relationships in your life, period, is with God Almighty. You know, we have to make that our priority relationship. Luke 10 tells us that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So if we don't have a relationship with God, none of the other relationships is going to work anyway, period. I'm just being honest with you, okay? That's the word God. And then something else I want to let you know, in being able to build a relationship, you have to go to, like Pastor Melvin always tell us every night on the air, that we have to go to Galatians 5. And when you go down there in verse 22, here's a way to choose how you're going to pick your relationships. Make sure that person has the fruit of the Spirit, that they full of love, they full of joy, they full of peace, they got patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the people you want to have relationships. If anything opposite of that, you get far away from those people. All right? So let's get back into the conversation with our young people. I needed to put that out there. Communication is very important in relationship. You have to communicate with God. You have to communicate with each other down here. So how do y'all feel about communication? Are we communicating properly in order to build a relationship? Or are we communicating improperly, tearing down relationship? And let's go so nobody be stepping on each other's toes. We're going to go in this order. Ray, Kristen, Jakira, and Layla. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, so I think that it depends on which relationship you're talking about. And, you know, generally the person, because me personally in my relationship, I think that in all my relationships, for the most part, I think I communicate well with my mom and my friends, especially, and with my sisters, especially lately, because me and Kristen, we are sisters, and we're really close in age. We're like not even 2 years apart, like we're like a year and a half each apart. So I do communicate with them really well. I think like the only relationship I would improve my communication on is with my dad, because I do communicate with him a lot and frequently. It's just sometimes, and I haven't been able to figure out why. It's just like when I like want to tell him stuff, I'm just a little bit more hesitant to tell him than I am with my mom or my sister or my friends. And I don't know why, but I just am. Like, and I don't think it has anything to do with, because we don't have a bad relationship. And I do tell him stuff. I'm just, like, a little more hesitant to tell him stuff. And I think that could just be improved by me just, you know, starting, you know, just to break that bad habit of mine, because I think it's just, like, it's just, honestly, you know, a me problem. But yeah, and like, you know, and good communication, I want to say this, good communication is not just, you know, saying, like telling them, you know, everything. Good communication can be, you know, not telling them stuff, because, and I know that might sound a little bit backwards, but I think it can be, because me personally, this happened to me a lot in middle school, but a lot of people like would come to me, and then sometimes it would be people that I wasn't even good friends with. We were just kind of like acquainted. We might have took a couple classes together and talked every now and then, but they would come to me like, and you know, I would be practically being their therapist, because they would share with me, like overshare with me their issues and stuff. So like, it's just like sometimes it can be good communication by, you know, not telling somebody every single thing, because some things everybody doesn't need to know, and sometimes you're oversharing and you could be hurting them because they don't know what to do with all that information you're telling them. And excuse me, and they don't know how to, like, for example, if you come to someone, you know, telling them, you know, about you know, you might be having suicidal thoughts or whatever, if you come to someone telling them that and they don't know how to deal with that, you know, that might be too much for them. So, and they might not, the only thing they might just say is, like, you know, talk to somebody about it, or, you know, read the Bible or whatever. So it's like sometimes good communication can be, you know, withholding some stuff, in my opinion.
Go ahead, Kristen. Chris, are you gonna comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like my communication with my parents, it needs to be. I don't like to communicate with people like that, and I think that's definitely a problem. So I think I should build my communication with my family. I like to withhold stuff, and that's not really good. So, and what Ray said, you know, withholding some communication, because it can put stress on other people, and, you know, you can come, you can put your pain on other people, and that's not good. Sometimes things you just need to tell a therapist or someone else.
Okay. How about that, Shakira?
I feel like I have good communication skills with people who have, like, who communicate with me. Because if you share your information with me, I feel like then I feel comfortable sharing stuff with me. I mean, sharing stuff with you. Because, like Ray said, some people tend to overshare. A lot of people tend to overshare stuff with me, too. And it just put me in an awkward situation. Like, people you, that, like you said, you don't even know for real. Just you have a couple of classes with them or just seen them on Instagram or something. And I just feel like if you overshare with me, I really wouldn't. If I don't know somebody, like, it takes me a long time to get used to somebody to tell them personal stuff. So I just feel like if you have good communication skills, if you communicate with me well, then I'm going to communicate with you the same way. And, like, on the communication with family, I feel like I should work on that. But I feel like it's good, like, the amount of stuff that I feel like I communicate with my mama well. But I don't know about everybody else. Okay.
How about you, Layla?
I feel like I communicate well with everybody to an extent, I guess. I'm not really good with communication, I guess, or saying how I feel or like what's on my mind. For the most part, I tell people how I feel. But, like, I don't really know how to explain it, to be honest. Like, I tell how I feel for the most part or stuff like that. But only to an extent, I guess. Like, I don't feel like everything. So I probably should work on my communication better with all my relationships, my family, friends. But I feel like to an extent, I do communicate well. I guess I don't really know.
Okay. So to say something about what y'all was saying, let me say this. First thing is that if someone communicates to you that they want to do harm to themselves or harm to someone, you should immediately alert an adult about that. Okay, you're not able to handle that for them. Get that to somebody that can deal with that immediately. Don't hesitate on that. Don't feel like you in a point where you shouldn't tell somebody business, because if someone is ready to do harm to themselves or someone, and you knew about it, that's going to haunt you. So you get that off of your plate, because we should all do that. Every last one of us, from you to adults, we always supposed to alert someone that's qualified to deal with that situation. As far as holding things in, holding things back, you know what I'm saying? If like me in the position that I'm in, someone comes to me for counseling or something, I have to hold that to myself unless some harm is about to be done. And then I have to go to the next level with that. However, you know what I'm saying? I have to hold that in. But, you know, you have to be very careful about what it is that you're trying to protect them from, and you're not really protecting them. And that goes for anybody, for you all and us adults, okay? And the thing about it is that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 22, it says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. All that saying is that, guess what? You know what I'm saying? There are people that are qualified to deal with certain issues for people, and make sure that you put it in the right hands of qualified advisors and people that can help them. All right, so let's go to the next thing I wanted to ask you about. You said something in the last hour about trust. Trust is very important in all relationships. So how do you know that when it's time to choose that you can trust these people that you're calling your friends or anybody you're putting in your circle? What's with the trust? Talk about that. Go ahead, Ray.
I think for me, I know it kind of comes naturally. Like, eventually, like, after I start talking to somebody, like being their friend over the course of like a year or a month or however long it takes, once I get, like, you know, comfortable, like, with them and being around them, that's kind of when I start to trust them. Like, for example, keep going back to the example of Layla, Jakira, and Anaya, because, like, when I was comfortable enough to, you know, wake up and look like a bum around them and have, like, you know, wake up with morning breath around them, that's how I knew, like, I could trust them. And also, like, it's kind of like, for me, kind of trust is like trial and error. Like, I told them stuff, and they just, you know, didn't tell my business. So it's kind of like, that's how I knew I trusted them. So it's just, to me, it's kind of like, it's not something you can really explain. It's just like when you start feeling comfortable and you start, you know, saying, hey, they are a really good friend to me, a really good person. And I think that's like, you know, when that trust starts.
Okay. Okay. Kristen?
When I know how to trust my friends, when I start to get comfortable, like Ray said, I start to get comfortable around them. And it's just, like Ray said, it comes naturally. It's not really something that you can, you know, predict. It's just like when you start to warm up to that person and you feel comfortable enough to tell them something, and they have shared something with you, and, you know, shared something very important with you, and, you know, it just comes natural, like sharing with each other and trusting each other on both ends. That's how I know when I can trust you, if you trust me.
Okay, all right. Jakira?
I know when to trust somebody, like Ray said, when I feel comfortable around them, and like when I feel like it's a point where, you know, they trust you and you can trust them. I, like Ray said, I can't really explain it, but that's, I feel like I can know, I know, like, even like when we first start, well, let me say like this. I feel like the length of the friendship is how I know when I can trust somebody. Like, if I'm friends with you for a long time, then I'ma trust you. But, like, yeah. And then most of the stuff I want to say is what Ray said.
Okay. All right. Layla?
I agree with what all of them are saying about, like, just time and, like, if you tell them something and if they don't go out and tell your business. But I also feel like it's just about if you're lucky or, like, you just taking a chance whenever you trust anybody, to be honest. And that's what I feel like, because you could have known somebody all your life and trust them, and they could stab you in the back. And I mean, you might not have expected it either. It's just sometimes how things play out, how things happen. It's just if you get lucky enough to have good friends or good family that you absolutely know you can trust, and that they'll never turn their backs on you. You're really lucky for that, because not everybody gets that. And it's just about luck, to be honest. And like, and you just taking a chance with whoever you trust, no matter who it is, to be honest. But I know I have good friends and I have family that I can trust, and I just know that for 100%. I know that they'll never turn their backs on me or go out and tell my business or anything like that. But still, even though I know that, it's still things could always happen. When, you know, I don't really know. I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't, you know, I'm not explaining it well enough. I hope y'all understood what I was trying to say, but yeah.
Yeah, we do.
I wanted to add on to what Layla was saying, because I wanted to say, I trust people to a certain extent, because I base my trust off of how someone else, like, if I see somebody else telling somebody else business to me, I wouldn't want to tell my business to them, because then I would know that person probably thought they could trust the other person that's telling their business, when you really can't. So I wouldn't tell my business to someone else that's telling somebody else's business. So I would trust them to an extent. Like, I would only tell them certain things instead of, like, real personal stuff that I know they would go out and tell, because I already seen that they did it to someone else.
Okay. That's good. Y'all got some powerful answers this afternoon in this relationship thing. That's good. You know, Kristen, you said something that just stands out, and everybody just really, all of this gels together. But if you want somebody to trust you, You know what I'm saying? If you're going to trust them, they got to trust you. You got to trust each other. You have to be a trusted person. And that's something that we have to get better at doing, all of us, and get better at communicating. In order for you to know about if you could trust a person, you have to be able to communicate with them. Some people, you can just see that you can't trust them because they're doing things right in front of you. So you know, be very vigilant of that and mindful of that. Okay, ladies, now I'm finna turn this up real high here, and I'm about to ask you a serious question, and I'm gonna throw this out here first before I ask. It's hard sometimes to communicate with daddies when you have a relationship with your dad, because something about dads and their daughters, very, very overly protected. You know what I'm saying? Because men know how men are. Let's just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Whether they've been that way or you know men that way, however the case may be, men are very overly protective of their daughters. Okay? So here's my next part of this thing here. And I'm going to put this out here. When do you feel that you need to take yourself into another level and talking about a relationship with a young man, with a boy, or whatever you call him? When does that take place? I want to ask that. I'm a daddy, and I want to hear this. So what about that relationship right there? We ain't talked about that yet. So that's the relationship. What about that, Ray?
Well, as far as the age to be, you know, like dating boys, I don't know. But I feel like, because in the black community, it's a big thing. Like, I know me growing up, like, if I was even, like, friends with a boy, like, I would be getting in trouble because my mom would think I would be trying to, you know, have a little boyfriend or something. But I think, like, you know, stuff like that, like being friends with boys, we should kind of, like, steer that away from that negative connotation that just because, you know, a girl wants to be friends with a boy, that she automatically wants to date him or something like that. But I think, like, an appropriate age to let their kids start dating is probably, like, late middle school or high school, because, like, or probably even past then, because when you're in high school, I feel like if you don't, like, you know, date and stuff like that, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like that, like, high school and late middle school, that's kind of a good time because, you know that, like, you know stuff about stuff. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, okay, this is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so high school or middle school is a good time because, you know, you're becoming mature, and you are, and for some people, you are mature. So you're able to understand, you know, what's right and what's wrong, and know, you know, not to do wrong and not to do right. And also, like, especially in high school, more so, like, once you're in high school, you're more so able to understand your own emotions, and you're able to learn how to love yourself. So once you're able to learn how to love yourself, then, you know, it would be good to, you know, start loving somebody else, you know, in a relationship context. So for me, my final answer, you know, is, like, late middle school or high school.
Wow. Okay.
Christy,
go ahead.
I think the appropriate time to date is, like, I mean, in my personal opinion, it doesn't really matter because everything is just exploring what, you know, what you like, who you like. So it doesn't really matter. I feel like as a parent, you should talk to your child about dating and all the ins and outs of it. And if you can't teach them properly about that, then, you know, wait till they get older so you can teach them about that. So I would say, to me, it doesn't matter. But the appropriate time today is, like, what Ray said, late middle school, you know. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like a good time would be high school, because in middle school, I feel like you should just like sit back and see what's going on with other people, because in middle school, most of the relationships in middle school, in my opinion, are just immature, just young relationships. Like, you don't really know what's going on, or you don't really know what to do. You're just doing it because everybody else is in a relationship and you just want to do it. But so I feel like
a good one is a good time to date will be in high school.
Okay. All right. Layla, what you think?
To be honest, if you could tell a kid a time when they should date, and sometimes some kids they're not gonna listen and they go do whatever they feel like, especially at school, because like I feel like it's the difference between like school relationships and an actual relationship, because like a school relationship you only boyfriend or girlfriend for real at school. You text outside of school, and you might not tell your parents about that, and they'll never know, like, because it's not really teachers and principals' jurisdiction to go and tell parents, oh, your kid is dating so-and-so. That's not their jurisdiction. But even in, like, elementary school, I think kids were, like, dating. I didn't date in elementary school. I mean, I had, like, crushes on boys, but I didn't date anybody in elementary school. To be honest, I feel like that's a little young. It's also, but at the same time, it also, they don't matter. They like play. It's not real or anything. Like, even in like elementary school, kids were like getting fake married and all of that. It's just like, it's not real. That's not just something that's like, it's not real for us. But even so, parents should talk to their kids, because if they don't, they'll learn these things at school, and they'll take it how they take it. So as soon as a kid understands like the differences between a boy and a girl, their parents should talk to them about like crushes and dating, and a time that they feel like it's a good time to for their child to date. And I feel like maybe like it's eighth grade or like high school, like Jakira said. Because, like, I feel like anything before high school, it don't really matter. Like, people in my middle school, they dated. But, like, now we're sophomores in high school. All of them people were sophomores in high school. And all of them relationships that they had with them people, they don't matter. They weren't, like, real. They were, like, kids that they couldn't do anything. They couldn't really go anywhere. They weren't real. So, like, like Jakira said, like, I would say like high school, that's like where the real, like, I guess real relationships actually happen, when you like start going on dates, or like you take your boyfriend or girlfriend to meet parents and stuff like that. That's when like they really start happening. But like everything before that, it's just like school relationships. You don't really go anywhere or do anything. I feel like they're, for the most part, they're harmless. They're pretty much harmless. So I don't feel like it's necessarily a bad thing for a kid to have a boyfriend or girlfriend in like 6th, 7th grade. It's not a bad thing. They're pretty much harmless. But I guess it just depends on like how the parent feels and like how the kid is. Because some kids, they really do need like that boundary and like to tell them like when or when they shouldn't be in like a relationship. So I don't really know like exactly how to answer, but like I guess I don't really know, honestly. But that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, well, that was your answer, and we appreciate that. We're getting ready to go into our last break, and then we're going to bring our adults on to speak with you. Let me say something about what y'all were saying. I think that was Jakira that said, you know, anything before high school is like, you know, it's not real, it's not going to last. This is just me, though. I feel that you should spend time until, you know, it's okay to like somebody or whatever, but don't try to invest all of your time into a relationship talking about love and everything, and you're still in school. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when we kicked off this hour, love God first, and then y'all talked about loving yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to find you, know who you are, and then something else. Make sure that you communicate with your parents about when you're feeling like this, like you're liking someone. You know what I'm saying? Want to be involved with someone. so that you and your parents can learn to communicate about it and trust each other, and they can trust you. So make sure you don't keep any of that from your parents. Make sure that you have open dialogue about everything that's going on with your life, especially relationships. Especially relationships. Relationships can be good, and relationships can be very bad. And you don't need to be damaged at a young age that you have no trust and open dialogue later in life. So make sure that you do that. Everybody out there listening, I don't care who you are, just make sure that you follow that step. And always keep God first, because, you know what I'm saying, without him, you everything else is going to fail. You know what I'm saying? But know who you are. Know who you are. We come back, we're going to talk to our adults, let them talk to our young people. We having a great conversation. I thank you, young ladies, for bringing this powerful topic to us today. I want y'all to listen to this song right here, though, because this series, I'm about to play something for you. You listen to Breaking Chains Youth Talk right here on this Friday afternoon, being brought to you by Rotten Apple Productions. YAT Radio is on.
From the L,
from the L.
I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the kiss you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as Stone Cold Ladies Man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in y'all live. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one.
Just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles was thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love. When you say it on slow, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had a bat, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love, one love. Just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one.
just one love.
Now, I think it's about time that we break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we miss and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead.
Forever.
If all the love would you give. If all the one we live.
And
for the vibrant letter. Means may we last forever.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
I had to go old school on y'all. I know the young people probably didn't, but they understood the words. Houdini, I had to just throw that out there. Time to open up the phone lines, and before we get to wrap up the show and let our young people get their final comments, I want to give a couple of minutes to our adults to make a comment to our young ladies that are on the air with us live, and the young ladies and young men out there listening. I want to open up the phone lines. God bless you. Thank you for being on the air with us today. I want to open up the phone lines to Miss Carcetta, standing by. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing good. These young ladies and young men are listening. They're talking about relationships. Talk to them.
I did listen to some of the things that they were stating, especially with the dating and that open line of communication. When you get to that point with that open line of communication to where, you know, it's a very fine line, because at the same time you still have to remember that you are a child. And some parent may be telling you no to or trying to steer you away from is something that they experience. And you have to understand, most of us as parents do not want you to experience some of the things that we experience. Yes, it's good for you to experience some things, but some things is best left alone. My daughter's 28, and some of the things that she did not understand why I said no to, or why I told her to stop, take a look at it, rethink that, then go to court. Now she tells me that she has her own two kids. She now sees a lot of the stuff that I tried to protect her from. But at the same time, I always promoted love yourself first. First love. Love yourself first. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And a lot of times now we're seeing where a lot of people are trying to find love in all the wrong places. And it causes them to have these emotional breakdowns that are not good. And then that leads to the sneakiness, that leads to the secrets. That leads to the suicide thoughts. And God knows this. I just had a friend that committed suicide. And it hurts me to my heart, because she was always saying that she didn't feel love, or she didn't love herself the same way she loved someone else. She didn't feel that same love back. So I would just always tell them, as you always say, keep God first, love yourself. And some things you may not understand, but with time, you'll be surprised of the understanding that you get.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for that much-needed words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Let's move to our next caller standing by, one of the favorites. I want to say good afternoon, sir. God bless you. How you doing, Pastor Melvin?
Good evening, Doctor. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, sir. How about you?
And my brothers in Christ, and to the other minister. Ladies and Pastor, I want to say something right quick. Ladies, I want you to listen to this. I study a lot. With Pastor Will, you got to study. You never know where this rascal is going to come from. So he give me an incentive to study constantly. He reminds me of, I never watch soap opera. I watch my wife when they watch me. They always in suspense before the thing go off. So Pastor keeps me in suspense. So Amber, one way I can deal with Pastor, he's the host, he's the boss. I respect him as that. To follow his lead, I've got to study. To follow any lead, you've got to study. When you study, what do you gain? Knowledge. You guys hit so much, and I wrote it down, so much stuff. Wow, I don't remember going through all this. Let me just tell you the truth. You all hit so much stuff, and I said stuff. You know what that stuff does? Pastor gave me this word. It take your focus off of what you need to be focusing on, which is not bad. This is life. All of these things are going to come up. I got an answer for everything I got wrote down, and Pastor already gave it to you. He know where I'm going to go with it. But just a couple of things that you guys said. I don't know. I got Ray, Layla's, Christian.
Ray, Layla, Shakira, and Kristen.
Why you spell it Takira? I want to know their name. Takira, how do you spell your name?
J-A-K-I-E-R-A.
J-A-K-I-E?
R-A.
R-A. Okay. I don't know which one it was that said it. Yeah, you all are children. One of the young ladies said that, and I wrote it down. She said, Pastor, I don't know how to put this in, but I am a child. I haven't been here very long. You know what you admitted, my daughter? I want to call you guys my daughter. You know what you just admitted? You admitted humility. Pastor, I want to be taught. That's what I got from you, from all of you. But she said it in a word that you want to say so you can be understood. Keep simplicity. You want to know something? Acts. That's a good start. Jump down here to, you must have some kind of knowledge to make decision. You're going to make decision. I don't know exactly how old you guys are, but you're going to have to make decision. I wrote this down. There someday, mom ain't going to be there. Dad ain't going to be there. Sister ain't going to be there. Brother ain't going to be there. Friend ain't going to be there. Enemy ain't going to be there, but you got one. Do I need to say who he is? My daddy. He left you a way out of every situation at every age. When you're that young, you got mom and daddy. When you get over 12 years old, it's time to get off your shucky ducky. Now you're 12 years old. It's time for you to start. With the boyfriend and stuff, what one of y'all say about the elementary school? Everything has a beginning. That wasn't fake. That was not fake. That was what you call life. 7, 8 year old call it puppy love. That's life. How can you replenish the earth if you don't start with puppy love? Don't deviate away from God's prescription. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Just start with puppy love, elementary school. I'm not telling you to go do all other stuff, but that's where it starts. Take it for what it is worth and learn from it. Hold on a second. Let me give you a real decision making. There are going to be times. One of you young ladies said about telling your business. I like this one. Be careful who you confide in. Oh, I can tell this person or that person, they ain't going to say nothing. Remember, that person got somebody to confide in also. It's like a chain effect. When you tell her, she got a friend too. She going to tell that friend. That one got a friend. She going to tell that friend. Remember this, if it's something you don't want nobody to know nothing about, shut your mouth. Satan can't read mind. Only God can read mind and heart. Satan read lips. He read voices. That's how he gets to know what you gonna do. I used to sing a song, my God is a confidential God. He didn't tell you what he did for me. He didn't tell me what he did for you. See what I'm saying? You want to confide in somebody? Confide in my daddy. Now, to cover everything we talked about tonight, because I'm finna shut it down. No way I can cover all this. Pastor already told you. I want each one of you young ladies, and I want you to do this. Go to the book of Galatians, 5th chapter. Read it. But I want you to focus on 10 verses, starting now, I got my book in front of me. I ain't guessing on nothing tonight, and I'm not going to play with nobody. I'm not here to play with you. I'm here to show you. Verse 10, verse 26. Now, all those questioning things that you didn't understand, all those things you think you understood, you're going to find the answer to everything in your life that's going to come up between verse 10 and verse 16 and 26. You want to know how to choose a friend? Watch what he drops. Watch what his tree bear. You want to mess with this type of person? Watch what they drop. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is not going to lead you wrong. Any situation you got, but you still listen to your parents, but you get to this age, now you got to make decisions. Life is short, baby. Life is just one step from the cradle to the grave. Now, what you do in between that one step is totally up to you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that. Oh, man, I tell you, this has been a wonderful show. So, all right, ladies, time for your final comments. Let's move on down the line. Give your final comments, starting with you, Ray. Go ahead.
My final comments would be that communication is key. So you just need to, whether it be your friendship, your relationship with your parents, your daughters, your grandparents, whoever, just make sure you communicate and make sure you tell people how you feel. So, you know, especially with parents, make sure you communicate with your children effectively so they don't bring whatever the issues they may have into the world or onto other people. So, yeah, my main takeaway or my main point would just be communication is key.
Okay, thank you very much for that. All right, Crystal, go ahead.
My final comment would be to, like Ray said, communicate and build a better relationship and work on building a better relationship with your children before it's too late. And, you know, start when they are young. Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with what Ray and Crystal saying. Communication is key. And that you should start young, because if you start young, your child will be used to communicating. So what I want to say is, if you're going through something, you should communicate. And if you need to work on your communication skills, I mean, well, yeah. Well, anyway, communication is key.
Hmm. Okay. Communication is the key. Layla?
My final comment would be to, if there's any relationships out there that you need to work on those now, because you should work on your relationships now with your family and friends. But yeah, just work on your relationships, even if you feel like your relationships with them are already pretty good. There's always something that you can work on. Or you can better yourself, and so, yeah.
Oh, and I want to say one more thing. Even if you are in a situation where you don't want to communicate or it's hard for you to communicate, find healthy coping mechanisms. That's my final comment.
Say that again. What you want in the front?
Healthy coping mechanisms.
Such as?
For me, it's kind of coloring, listening to music, watching TV, reading books, cooking, things like that. Exercising, going on a walk, stuff like that.
Thank you for throwing that out there, because not just young people need that. Adults need that as well. We have to do better at communicating with each other. Because, you know, Scripture does say, train up a child in the way he should go, when he's older, but not depart from it. A lot of our youth growing up today see what's going on with their parents, with their family members that are older, all adults. They see things. And when they see things going on, you know, sometimes they tend to follow in the footsteps. And the footsteps are not always leading to the light. A lot of times leading to the dark. So let's be mindful of what we are exposing our children to. And whatever that we expose them to, we explain ourselves and explain things to them, is because the Scripture tells us, God tells us to get understanding, you know, to get to have wisdom and knowledge. But he's saying, all that getting, get an understanding. Let's make sure our children understand things that are going on around them, especially with dealing with relationships. I want to thank everybody for turning us on this afternoon. We're here every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we have a platform for our young people, so we want you to tune in and support our youth as they express themselves with the issues they face and the things that are going on around them. Powerful show, so make sure that you're listening to our youth. Want to give out our Black History honoree for today. Our Black History honoree today is Miss Annie Turnbull Malone. Miss Malone was a chemist and an entrepreneur. Listen, she developed a chemical that straightened African-American hair without damaging it. From there, she set out to revolutionize hair care and beauty products, specifically for African-American women. Malone's company, Poro, was wildly successful and made her a millionaire. She used her wealth to reward employees and donated great sums to countless African-American charities. Let's give a round of applause for Ms. Annie Turnbull Malone. Thank you, Ms. Malone, for everything that you have done. All right, here's our health tip for today. Make sure that you exercise, do your stretching. Make sure that you drink 64 ounces of water as a minimum on a daily basis. That's 4 16-ounce bottles of water or 8 glasses of water with 8 ounces in each glass. Make sure that you put a minimum of 64 ounces of water in your body. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. Cut back on all the fried foods. And guess what? I need you to go vegetarian at least one day out of the week. Don't eat no meat. Try that and take care of yourself. We need you healthy mentally and physically. Do some talking to people. You got a problem, talk it out. And most importantly, pick up the word of God. Pray. Pray without ceasing. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We need you spiritually healthy. All right? Let's pick ourselves up and do right and do better by each other and love each other. Let's tell each other we love each other. I love you, ladies. Y'all are part of this ministry, and anything that you need, pick up the phone, send an email, tell us, and listen, when it's time for it, all the men in this ministry got your back. All the sisters of this ministry got your back. We here for you. Thank y'all for being here. Which one of you ladies are going to pray us out today?
I'll pray us out. Oh, Chris said she wants to do it. Chris said.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you for this day. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for everything you provide for me, putting a roof over my head, letting me live another day. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless us all, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you, ladies, for being a part of this show. Thank you for being so persistent in everything that you're doing and consistent. I thank y'all. Much love to you, Ray Bell, Kristen Bell, Jakira, Layla. Layla, feel better. Go drink you some hot tea. And get you some rest and feel better. We send a prayer for you that you can feel better. And ladies, we send in the guardian angels up a prayer for the guardian angels to walk with you for the rest of your lives and be blessed. All right? Thank y'all. We'll see you back here on Sunday evening. Don't forget, Sunday evening, Raising the Sound. And we got a special guest. This Sunday, our special guest is going to be a young lady who's going to be talking about her music, and you need to turn her on. Her name is Miss Ebony Jarman. She will be here this Sunday at 5. Don't forget, in the morning at 10:15, wherever you are in the world, we want you to pause at 10:15 Central Standard Time and say a prayer. We all be in prayer at that time. The Breaking Chains prayer line will be going on. Say a prayer with us. We thank you for being here with us today. God bless you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a good evening, ladies. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Good night, everybody. Thank you for logging on. You've been listening to Breaking Chains and Youth Talk, heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and the society that they live in. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Shoot us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com or call in and get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.